Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yankees are in town. Ethan, I'm going to the game tonight. You're going to the game, right?
Sure am, yes.
Scotty Warman's going to be covering the game. He's with us for a preview, and I wanted to talk about a couple other things here this afternoon. Mr. Warman, how are you?
Doing wonderful, Mr. Reardon. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm really looking forward to getting to the ballpark tonight because this is so shameful, and some of this is because of my health issues. I've only been to one game this entire year, Warman. One game. That's it.
Well, that's probably one more than, unfortunately, a lot of other Cardinal fans have been to this year.
Well, let me ask you that because, you know, this has been a pretty long homestand. You got the Yankees. We'll get a preview here from you in a second. But how have the crowds been? I mean, yesterday I saw, you know, some of the video during the day game. You would expect that would not be very populated, and it wasn't. But how would you rate the crowds in the past week or so?
We had good crowds last week and when the Cubs were in town, but not as large as you would think. And now that you got, the kids going back to school, vacations are over with, it obviously showed when, the lowly Rockies were in town. Let's face it, the Cardinals even know that, they were not even going to be anywhere near 3 million. I think the preseason projection by the organization was maybe 2.2 million tickets sold in mass, which for the Cardinals is almost unheard of, but that's where they're at. And so, unfortunately, it'll be very interesting to see here in the next month plus with school in session how many fans they can draw, and hopefully they can at least keep a competitive product on the field for the remainder of 2025. So I think most people are looking forward to 2026 and beyond.
All right, Scotty, quick recap here. You got a couple of great series wins, one against the Cubs, one against the Dodgers, and then the Redbirds just lay an absolute egg against the Rockies. I mean, I know it kind of matches up, right? That's been the whole idea, is it's been a roller coaster year, and it's a young team, inconsistent, but boy, what a frustrating series loss.
Absolutely, and I think, to be honest with you, the bullpen has been really good even after the trade deadline. You look at the work of Riley O'Brien and JoJo Romero and Kyle A. He can go right on down the line. And, yeah, JoJo gives up the home run. That one isn't as frustrating to me, to be honest with you, Ethan, than the one where you get shut out and completely blanked by the Rockies on Tuesday. That's the one that just absolutely boggles the mind. And so you lose a season series to maybe one of the worst teams in MLB history as far as you look at the record is concerned. So it's just a part of this season that has been up and down. This weekend, they may take two out of three against the Yankees, just like you pointed out, against their success they had against the Dodgers as well as the Cubs, even though the Cubs have really been flailing here over the last almost 2 months. I mean, obviously, as we all know, if you even keep a little peek at what's going on in Major League Baseball, Milwaukee Brewers are just an incredible story, just have been absolutely tearing it up no matter who they play against.
That is really something. I mean, because if you go back, 6-7 weeks, we were still at least just a few games out of first. The Cubs were looking like they were going to maybe, I don't know about run away with it, but they certainly had control of the division. But the Brewers have just been on fire. And they're built for the postseason right now, aren't they?
Absolutely. They got some of their pitching marked its back, starting rotation, what have you. And it almost seems, I was watching one of the games of their comebacks last weekend, and it almost seems like a team of destiny right now. And they're just playing within themselves. It's not like they have any big names. They don't have the Shoheis or the Freddie Freemans of the world that are on their team. But they have really put together a great great team, and it's really a great organization. In fact, some of these sites that cover a lot of the minor leagues and prospects and what have you, Milwaukee's considered one of the top teams as far as their prospect pool is concerned. So it's not like the cupboard is dry. Even after this year, they look like they could be on a run for a while if everything comes out as far as what these prognosticators say.
And you, Scott, you could argue that the New York Yankees are the exact opposite of what the Milwaukee Brewers are. They have the star-studded players. They have the big contracts, but they don't play the game very clean. What do you know, what are your biggest takeaways going into this series, Cardinals-Yankees here at Busch Stadium?
Well, I think a couple of things is I think it'll be intriguing to see. They've got a pitcher tonight who was the rookie of the year last year, who's only in his third start. They're scrambling not only for starting pitching with some of the entries, but their bullpen is one of the worst bullpens in all of Major League Baseball. So when you got something like that, that's not going to add up to success either making the playoffs, but even if you back in yourself into the playoffs, you need to have a good bullpen to close things out. Heck, even last night I was watching the Mets and the Braves, and Ryan Helsley again blew up in the eighth inning, had a 3-2 lead, gave up three runs, and the Braves come back and they beat the Mets. And, you know, that's what they tried to do is solidify their bullpen, and unfortunately for Helsley and the Mets, it's not working out. Well, the Yankees really sat back, and they didn't really add much to their bullpen. In fact, St. Louis and Devin Williams, who they acquired from the Milwaukee Brewers in the offseason, was supposed to be their closer. He hasn't even panned out. And Luke Weaver, who was moved from closer to setup guy, is now back as a closer role for the New York Yankees. The other thing I think you keep in mind here, Ethan and Mark, is the fact that, you know, Aaron Judge is just coming off the IL. Right now, all he has been a designated hitter. So Giancarlo Stanton has basically been forced out in the outfield. Now, back in his heyday when he was with the Marlins, I mean, he was a 5-tool player. But he's not a 5-tool player anymore. So that could be an intriguing situation if the Cardinals get a lot of balls hit out to right field to maybe take advantage of a guy who's really not your prototypical right fielder anymore. But, I mean, they're still loaded. You know, they can hit the ball out of the ball yard. One of the most fiercest power-hitting teams in all of Major League Baseball. And the other, I guess, footnote of the whole thing is Paul Goldschmidt got hurt on Tuesday. And it looks like Mark, he won't even be able to play this weekend, unfortunately, here in St. Louis in his comeback.
Yeah, you beat me to my next question. Well, he's got a sprained knee or something along those lines?
Yeah, it happened on Tuesday against the Twins. And he did make the trip, so he is back here to St. Louis. But there are reports out there that any time this weekend, they could actually put him on the injury list. I guess they're trying to see how extensive the injury that he sustained the other night in the Twins game is to that knee.
All right, so I want to talk to you about the future here a little bit, Scotty Warman, because Rob Manfred was in Chicago last week to announce that Wrigley Field is going to host the All-Star Game in 2027. But the bigger question is, will there actually be an All-Star Game in 2027? Because this battle over a salary cap is already starting to bubble over and heat up, isn't it?
It is. it's very interesting. I was told by people who cover the game on a daily basis after they left the winter meetings, I believe it was down in Dallas last December, they said, hey, look, people we're talking to, be prepared for a work stoppage in 2027. And I know at least not from the player's side, but at least from an organizational standpoint, I've been told that it almost seems inevitable, which is crazy to me because where we're at, 2025, so you got a year and a half, maybe a little over a year. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but the same CBA was up for the National Hockey League. And guess what happened, Mark and Ethan? The NHL has already come to an agreement on a 4-year extension, and they're avoiding all work stoppages for at least another 4 years after this original CBA is up. But as far as baseball and the Players Association is concerned, as far as I understand, there's not one conversation going on at all. And it sounds like everybody is digging in their heels. And I can't believe that we would actually go through another work stoppage. And you know, we've all grown up loving baseball, loving the Cardinals. But to me, those of us, I know Ethan, you were around probably, but for Mark and I to remember what happened in 94 when you lost the season, to me, this baseball can't afford to have
an
extended loss of a season. They just can't. There's too much competition out there, and they're going to lose a bigger fan base than just some of us Gen Xers and even the boomers that are around that remember this back in 1994. And now people that are Ethan's age and younger are going like, well, you know, they're already starving to try to get the younger generation to watch the game, and now you're going to have this huge work stoppage? I mean, I hope that's not the case. But people I know that are tied into the game are just like, this seems almost inevitable. And I hope that everybody winds up coming to their senses and coming to the table and figuring something out. But, yeah, don't be surprised after 2026 if, you know, all indications are we could have a work stoppage, Mark. It's crazy.
I know this is very complicated, and the players have an opinion, the owners have an opinion, Rob Manfred has an opinion, the fans have their opinions, they're probably mixed. Look, I've always been pro-salary cap. I think that it's worked in other leagues. Now, I'm not a professional player worried about how much money's going to go into my bank account. Do you have a particular position on a salary cap, which seems like that is the big sticking point in all of this moving forward?
It is, and you have caps in all the other three major sports. So I know that the union in Major League Baseball is the most powerful out of all four, but I think you have to look at it from some standpoint and say, look, we have to have some creative balance. Because as Ethan, I know you know, what was it back when the Dodgers were in town in June, they had so many pitchers, Mark, that were on the IL mm-hmm. that they had $100 million worth of pitchers
That's
alone
crazy.
That were on the injured list, which is more than some of the entire teams spend on their team in a year. So if you're the Dodgers, you do it. I get it. I'm not going to sit there and beat them or what the Mets try to do or what have you. But somewhere along the way, there has to be some type of form of competitive balance. Because, I mean, look at the Pittsburgh Pirates. I always use this one as an example. You have the greatest pitcher in a generation. I mean, the guy's just incredible. But the
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I guess doesn't make enough money to go out and get some hitting. I mean, he's got an ERA below 2, and he has an under 500 record. And you're not going to be able to keep that guy very long because mm-hmm. as soon as he can become an unrestricted free agent, he's gone because somebody's going to pay him big bucks because Pittsburgh can't afford it. But with all that being said, now it seems to me, now I know the Pirates ownership has gotten some heat from around Major League Baseball, that you can't take advantage of this opportunity to have a guy like Paul Skeens and try to win now. Maybe they can't. Maybe financially they can't. Well, if that's the case, then we seriously do need to figure something out in Major League Baseball. I was smart enough to figure it all out so we could, you know, hammer this thing out. But there definitely has to be more of a competitive balance, because how many more years can we sit there and watch the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Mets and the Phillies and the Boston Red Sox? And that's it, you know, unless some team strikes lightning in a bottle. And I think the Cardinals are in a situation now where you're not getting as much of a fan base. They're not getting as much TV revenue that, you know, now they're in a situation where maybe they're not near the top of the creme de la creme of the teams. And so they have to worry about that, too, from a financial standpoint, until they can try to get this whole thing reclamated and back to where we know Cardinal baseball is.
Yeah, it's sad because, and I know the Orioles got hot for a couple of years, but you look at some of these franchises like the Orioles. I don't know that I put the Rockies in this category because they don't have as much history, but the A's, the Orioles, the Pirates, these were the teams that I grew up with when I was a kid in the 70s. Yep. Those were the teams that dominated. And the Reds.
I mean, Mark, think about the Oakland A's. People don't realize that the Athletics, as they call them now, they have an incredible history with incredible players. But the problem is they have never been able to keep players because of their financial restrictions in the small market that they were in. I mean, they've had some great teams. Look at just in the early 2000s when they had Zito, Mulder, and what was it, Tim Hudson. Yeah, those were three prima donna pitchers, but yet they couldn't hold on to them because they couldn't afford them, and that was it. They were gone. And you can even go farther back beyond that. And that's just one example of where you have a situation where they can't hold that part up, where other the big market teams, if you will, can be able to, you know, keep guys like that.
Scotty Warman, awesome to catch up with you. I'm looking forward to heading out to the ballpark tonight. Even Fred's going to be there. Ethan, you'll be there kind of working. Fred's
going
out. We've
got the trifecta.
I'm taking the family out. Is it too early for you to start thinking about Blues hockey? You're already thinking about that. That's not too far off, right?
Oh, we're getting ready, baby.
Yeah.
Put those skates on, Rearing.
I cannot wait. Look, I'm not the biggest hockey guy, but with the young talent and some promise this year, I think it could be a fun season. Scott, thank you so much. Yeah. Have a great game. Maybe I'll see you tonight.
Thank you, Scotty.
Appreciate it.
You got it. See you guys.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.